I could have left prison a long time ago. They offered me big money. I could have escaped. But you charged me with a murder I didn't do. I'm not going nowhere until you clear it up. And I will tell you, I don't care. You know, that woman had a life. Mrs. Carolyn Olson had a life that was used like so many of us was used and expended. And her life was wasted by these vicious programs. And I wanted to know. I wanted the truth to come out. But I was in a hole. They put me in a hole for the first 8 years. No visits. They attacked me. All I wanted to do is expose the truth. Everything about the revolution, everything about everything else got to be on hold. I want to expose the truth that my mother did not raise a murderer. And don't put that on me. And that Mrs. Olson, we learned, was a very progressive person who was a part of the anti-war movement at the time. And strangely enough, she's dead. I'm in prison. What, something is not working here, you know? So I wanted to expose that. I didn't know about Nixon then. I didn't know about COINTELPRO then. But at the time, we did not know that Richard Nixon and J. Edgar Hoover had plotted to kill and destroy one of the most beautiful movements that history has ever seen. And these sick individuals were allowed to get away with it. And when it was exposed, and I was in Folsom Prison facing sadistic guards who were shooting us with guns, while this was going on, Nixon is being exposed as a criminal. And later on, J. Edgar Hoover and all the rest of them. So it stands to reason if they're exposed as criminals and they're the ones who put us in prison, then we can't both be criminals. So I wondered, well, what's happening? But I'm in prison. We didn't have TVs and radios back then. We hardly got any mail. We hardly got any visits back during those years, those first 8 years in prison. It was strange that we went to San Quentin and he went to San Clemente. It didn't add up.